When you have a problem, say you've been diagnosed with an illness or you're going through a breakup, one of the first things you might do is talk to someone who's been there. And that's the idea behind peer support. It's a concept that's gained widespread use for helping to treat those suffering from mental illness. Now, Pennsylvania's prison system is turning to this technique, training mentally ill inmates to help others on the cell block. WHYY's Katie Culinary reports.
Way up in northeastern Pennsylvania near the New York state border, SCI Waymart houses the state's most seriously mentally ill prisoners, people serving time while suffering with schizophrenia, major depression, and other disorders. If you go through the metal detectors and down a winding series of hot, echoey hallways, eventually you'll find a classroom.
So, if you're able, if you could stand, please.
This is where 11 of SCI Waymart's roughly 1,400 prisoners gather for training to help other inmates who, like all of them, suffer from mental illness. Today, they're doing an exercise to practice empathizing with people who hear voices other people can't.
I've heard voices in my past, so I already know how to do this.
While another inmate is trying to carry on a conversation with the group, Brandon Zerberg leans in and whispers into his ear.
Do you think you can trust him?
Yeah, I can't trust him.
Zerberg and these 10 other inmates are SCI Waymart's certified peer support specialists. That means they've gone through more than 75 hours of trainings like this one and passed an exam. Also, they can help other inmates cope with their mental illness and get the treatment they need. Sometimes it's just a conversation about their goals and how they might accomplish them. Sometimes it means recognizing when a fellow inmate may be considering suicide and taking steps to try to prevent that from happening. Leading the group today is Lynn Patrone, the Department of Corrections mental health advocate. While all of SCI Waymart's staff is trained in mental health first aid, Patrone says these inmates have become a critical part of mental health care here.
We used to be a medical model, right? The doctor told us what we needed, what the treatment was, and now they're able to talk to somebody, and that person will say, I've been down in that very dark place. And it's this light bulb goes off. The person says, how'd you get from there to where you are now?
SCI Waymart, which was once a state hospital, has long had a good reputation for treating mentally ill inmates. But for years, that was not the case at other Pennsylvania state prisons. In 2014, investigators with the U.S. Department of Justice found that mentally ill inmates were twice as likely to be placed in solitary confinement. Prison officials say the investigation spurred a much-needed culture change across the system.
8 years ago, if you got into an altercation with a mental health inmate, and that mental health inmate might have punched you in the eye, the inmate probably would have went to the restricted housing unit for maybe 30 to 90 days.
Jack Summers is the superintendent of SCI Waymart and has worked in three other state prisons.
Today's culture is the severely mental health inmate would punch you in the eye. 4 hours later, that person will be back on the unit, shaking your hand, saying, I'm sorry, and everybody goes on with their day.
Last year, the Justice Department closed its investigation, saying in a letter to Governor Tom Wolf, it was satisfied with the many changes the state has been making, including the new peer support program. Today, about 600 inmates across the state have been certified as peer support specialists. And it's considered a job like any other. At SCI Waymart, it pays 51 cents an hour, the highest paying position in the prison. Joseph Bailey pled guilty to possession of child pornography and other charges in 2015. He's been a peer support specialist here for 1.5 years. Bailey tells me about a fellow inmate with a high-functioning form of autism spectrum disorder most people call Asperger's syndrome.
He's been an A level, which means he's got the highest tier of custody level he can have on one of the psychiatric units. And because of his Asperger's, he does a few things that are a little inappropriate. Funny, but inappropriate. And they wouldn't let him go to yard. And I remember talking to Ms. Patrone.
Bailey noticed that losing time outside was making things worse for him. So Bailey brought the issue to Patrone, who spoke to some of the prison staff.
Some people, and now he's allowed to go out to yard. He has a great time out there. It helps him a lot. And, you know, he's just a great guy.
How did it make you feel?
good. It's always good to see him out in the yard. He always comes running up to me. You know, he's always pretty happy.
Bailey says being an advocate for other inmates gives him a sense of purpose. It's also a professional certification he can take with him if he's released. The Department of Correction says it doesn't know how many inmates have gone on to be certified peer support specialists on the outside. But prison officials say anecdotally, it appears to be helping to bring down violent incidents inside. To Patron, one of the biggest benefits is helping inmates who are struggling with mental illness themselves feel useful and motivated.
And I think a lot about those who are lifers, people who are incarcerated for their entire life. And one of the biggest things that impacts me is when the certified peer specialists say to me, I have purpose. And I think about that from my perspective. If I were incarcerated for my entire life, it'd be pretty hard to find purpose.
Katie Culinary, WHYY News.